This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Britain's defense ministry says Ukrainian forces continue to resist Russia's advance towards the capital, Kyiv, prompting the Russian army to grow desperate. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russia's attempting to regain momentum in its assault on Ukraine. Britain's defense secretary, Ben Wallace, says Russia's advance towards the capital, Kyiv, continues to face pressure from Ukrainian forces around nearby towns. In addition, a lengthy Russian column remains stuck on the road north of Kyiv. Wallace believes Russian forces are becoming more and more desperate in the face of such military and supply holdups, leading to what he calls indiscriminate shelling of civilians. He adds the Russian military have been let down by appalling leaders and appalling plans. And now, he says, you see them literally at large scales dying. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Civilians in some parts of Ukraine besieged by Russian forces were able to evacuate Tuesday, fleeing in buses or on foot amid temporary ceasefires. In one instance, people were leaving the eastern city of Sumy, where hours before a Russian airstrike on a residential street killed at least 21 civilians, according to local authorities. People were also seen leaving the town of Irpin near the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Russia's defense ministry said additional evacuation quarters could be in place in Cherniv, Kharkiv, and Mariupol as well. Several previous attempts to set up a way for people to get out of areas that had been subjected to Russian attacks during the nearly two-week Russian invasion of Ukraine fell apart, including one of those in Mariupol. The UN Refugee Agency said Tuesday more than 2 million people have fled Ukraine since Russia launched its invasion. This is VOA News. European Union officials Tuesday defended the 27-nation bloc's decision to ban Russian state-controlled media outlets from broadcasting in the region as decisive steps to check a Kremlin-led information war. The EU has decided to suspend the broadcasting activities of Sputnik and RT Russia Today in the bloc until Russia ends its war in Ukraine and stop disinformation campaigns in member states. Speaking at the European Parliament during a debate on foreign interference and disinformation, the EU's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, brushed off critics who said the EU is threatening freedom of information with a ban on the Russian news services. He told European lawmakers the Russian outlets are not independent media. They are assets. They are weapons in the Kremlin's manipulation ecosystem. Borrell insisted EU leaders were not trying to decide what is true and what is false. He said, we don't have ministers of truth. But he said they had to focus on foreign actors who intentionally, in a coordinated manner, try to manipulate the information environment. American biotechnology firm Moderna has announced plans to build a $500 million vaccine production facility in Kenya. Once built, the facility will produce about 500 million doses of vaccines per year, including vaccines for COVID-19 and HIV. Health experts say the U.S. and African Union support a facility will help address vaccine inequity in Africa. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said the partnership with Moderna can help his country and Africa respond to future health crises. Moderna says it will spend at least $500 million to set up the facility at a yet undetermined site in Kenya. The center will be used to supply vaccines to 55 African countries. African countries have some of the lowest rates of vaccination in the world, a problem caused partly by the absence of vaccine production plants on the continent. An expert group convened by the World Health Organization said Tuesday it strongly supports urgent and broad access to COVID-19 vaccines, including booster doses. The call is a reversal of the UN Health Agency's previous insistence that booster doses weren't necessary and were contributing to vaccine inequity. In a statement, the WHO said its expert panel concluded the immunization with authorized COVID-19 vaccines provided high levels of protection against severe disease and death amid the global circulation of the hugely contagious Omicron variant. Last year, WHO General Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called for a moratorium on booster doses, saying rich countries should immediately donate those vaccines to poor countries instead. WHO scientists at the time said they'd continue to evaluate incoming data. Numerous scientific studies since then have proven that booster doses of authorized vaccines help restore waning immunity. Reporting via remote,